Well, I come from far away,
Oregon.
I want to read an Oregon poem in the Oregon country. From old Fort Walla Walla and the Klickitats to Umpqua near Port Orford, stinking fish tribes massacred our founders, the thieving whites. Chief Rottenbelly slew them at a feast. Kamiakin riled the snakes and Yakimaws, all spurted arrows through the Cascades west. Those tribes became debris on their own lands. Captain Jack's wide face above the rope, his Modoc women dead with twitching hands. The last and the most splendid, Nez Perce Chief Joseph, fluttering eagles through Idaho, dashed his pony-killing getaway. They got him. Repeating rifles bored at his head, and in one fell look, Chief Joseph saw the game out of that spiral mirror all explode. Back of the northwest map, their country goes. Mountains yielding and hiding, fold on fold, gorged with yew trees that were good for bows. In a way, I have my comeuppance in this program for slighting diction earlier, because I feel an exuberance about words trying for this. So I take back part of what I said. Sometimes it's just fun. I guess fun is the word. Sometimes, at least you're engaged in something, reverberating just with sound. And there are words that have, that are poems from their syllables. And I wanted to say one other thing, since we're all from the West. When I wrote this, I formed it, so it has sort of rhyme. Well, at least, Klickitats, whites, east, west, lands, hands. Then I came to an emergency. There's a line that says, the last and most splendid, Nez Perce. Well, there's this little accent, you know. Nay, per se, perhaps. And so I put it in very carefully when I sent it to an Eastern editor who took the poem, and I've often wondered whether he knew how to pronounce Nez Perce, and if he did know how, maybe he would have thought it wasn't pure enough to publish. I don't know.